The marathon known as the regular season is finally complete, and now it's time for the shorter but far more grueling race to begin. It's NHL playoff time, the most exciting part of the year for players and fans alike. Hello, everyone. I'm Ted Wyman. Welcome to the NHL Playoff Preview Show on Sun Radio. Joining me today from Ottawa, QMI hockey writer Bruce Garriock, and from Edmonton, QMI's Robert Tichkowski. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
We're good, thanks. Yes, glad to be here.
Guys, great to have you on the show, and I'm going to start with Bruce. You are one of the few guys out there right now in this chain of newspapers who's been a beat writer for a team that's actually in the playoffs this season. So what are the Ottawa Senators prospects heading into the playoffs? They got an opening round series against the first place New York Rangers, but they did beat them three times this year. How do you see that one shaking down, Bruce?
Well, it's interesting, Ted. I think that if you had asked the Ottawa Senators before the playoffs started if they could choose their opponent, I think they probably would have chosen the New York Rangers. Now, you can't pick your poison by any stretch of the imagination, but I think they feel that they've got a much better chance against the New York Rangers than they stood against the Boston Bruins. They were 1-5 against Boston. Tim Thomas has won 9 straight games at Scotiabank Place. I think it would have been a daunting task. I think the way they feel right now is that with the New York Rangers, Craig Anderson is 6-0 at Madison Square Garden lifetime. They've played pretty well. As you said, they're 3-1 against them this season. So they've got something to feel good about. Should they be confident? I don't know that they should be confident, but certainly they feel like they've got an opportunity.
It's kind of amazing because here in Winnipeg, I saw all 4 games the Jets played against the Rangers, and the Rangers were by far the best team that the Jets played against, at least with that matchup. They just seemed to own Winnipeg, but clearly it was different for the Senators, who have a little bit more offensive skill and could break through that trap that the Rangers try to do every game.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen, though, is the Rangers, the one thing about the Rangers is they block a lot of shots. And I think that Ottawa is going to have to make sure that they go to the front of the net for second opportunities. And that's, you know, they've been a high-scoring team all season, but we'll see what happens.
All right, turning to the West, Rob, the only other Canadian team to make the playoffs was the Vancouver Canucks, of course, and they'll be looking to take things one game further after losing in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final a year ago. They're taking on the LA Kings in Round 1. How do you see that one shaking out?
I think, unlike the Ottawa Rangers series, this is probably one that the Canucks maybe didn't want, because they're up against a team that has a couple of the elements that are really scary when you get into a playoff series. And first,